A one-day kidney transplant workup program has greatly sped up the procedure for potential recipients by enabling patients with chronic kidney disease to finish a number of tests on the same day. Hawara Toy Bay of Plenty's Dr. Matthew Wheeler is a GP and a haematologist at Tauranga Hospital. In recognition of his work, Dr. Wheeler received a Royal Australasian College of Physicians Indigenous Health Scholarship and an Aotearoa New Zealand Research Development Scholarship. And he's with us for a kōrero about health and about life, Dr. Matthew Wheeler. Tēnā koe, Matthew. Okay. Thank you for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. Nei rā, tēnā mihi. Kia koe, o te rā, kia koutou nā kai whakaroo.
Tēnā koe, Matthew. Ngā mihi nui kia koe. No he koe, Matt, where are you from?
Ko Taki Timu, Taki Waka, ko Taki Timu, Taki Pai Maunga, ko Aparema Tokoawa, ko Oraka Aparema Toku, Rohe, ko Kaitahu, Kati Mamoe, Waitaha, Oku Iwi, ko Kaiwhirua Hekehe, Kati Erekehu, Kai Tuahiriri, Oku Hapu, Nō te Waipau Namu, engari e tipu aki au, i Wainga Nui, i a Tamaki Makaurau me Tauranga Moana, tērā te taki e noho ana au i ko nei, nei rā atu te mihi ki a koutou.
A mihi atu ki a koe me tō whānau hapu iwi aho. Tēnā koe, Matt, thanks for joining us. So a one-day kidney transplant workup program, Matt, has been set up. Why is this important, and what was the process previously? Can you tell us about this kaupapa, please, Matt?
Yeah, no problem. So, anyone who gets advanced kidney disease gets sort of in, and I think the context is up until recently, this was all for those within Hauora Toi were managed distally from Waikato, and I guess the genesis started when this region decided that we needed our own kidney specialists, and so from that they realised that there needed to be a program to walk people through the journey, because as you get older, your kidney function continues to go down, and you might have intox along the way that will make your kidneys worse, that they don't necessarily always recover from. And so they had the Advanced Kidney Disease Program, and part of that is assessing people for whether or not they would be, once their kidney function gets bad enough, eligible for a kidney transplant. And in the past, what you did is you just came in for all the tests that you needed as and how you needed. And that can be multiple tests. You know, you can need a scan on your heart, scan on your lungs, a scan of your puku, you know, and it would be multiple days. And within that's a lot of time, that's a lot of effort, that's a lot of, you know, having to, you know, depending on your situation, you know, reliance on other people to bring you in. And there's a lot of hidden costs associated with that, especially, you know, this region, you know, goes all the way out to Te Kaha. So you imagine you have to come all the way into Tauranga from Te Kaha for just one breathing test, and then you go back again. And you come back in for just an ultrasound. And so the genesis was off a single patient, and, you know, she was actually blind, and she was reliant on her mum to bring her in, and she came from Katikati. And so one of the kidney doctors here, Scott Crawford, sort of said to himself, well, what if we did all the tests just in one day? And okay, it'll be a long day, but it'll be one day. And they got together with the schedulers and they gave it a go. And lo and behold, it was successful. And so they decided, why can't we do this more? And so it became and started to become a program such that, you know, now we've had multiple people going through this and having successful completed the program all in one day.
This seems to make some sense. And sadly, mate, we know that plenty of our people, Māori, Matt, are in need of kidney support, whether that's transplants or associated works. So this would be very welcome, I'd suspect, for those, as you say, who live in the hinterland and don't have to come in four or five times. What are some of the inequities of access for patients with chronic kidney disease to transplant, and Why are our people, Māori and Pacifica, less likely to be listed or to receive a renal transplant even when they are listed?
So I think if we, you know, if we think right from the very beginning, you know, our people are more likely to have diabetes, are more likely to have other, you know, heart conditions. It's not just their, kidneys. They're overrepresented in their kidney disease as well. So then what happens is you know, therefore you're more likely to have more of these tests that are required. And as well, you know, our people are more likely to be referred late to the doctor in the hospital. So this is sort of like a multitudinal number of factors that mean that you're less likely to, because when you get to the point of it deciding time of whether you're eligible or not, and that's the tough word, eligible. You know, in an ideal world, everyone should be able to, if you needed it, be able to get one. But they calculate a score to determine what the likelihood across the next sort of 5 years of you being alive, and therefore say, well, if you've got a 80% chance of being alive in 5 years, then you can have a deceased. So someone who's say had a car accident or had another accident of some description or other medical condition that means their organs are alive but their brain dead, you can either get a deceased or there's a live, you know, sort of directed donation transplant. And the rules are slightly different for that one, but the essence of it is all of these things together. If you've been on dialysis for longer, your score starts to drop, into Māori by being referred later, needing more tests and taking longer to get through the tests, they're less likely to, therefore, by the time they get to the point of being a transplant surgeon, their scores drop sufficiently that, you know, they're no longer eligible where they once were, or they were never eligible in the first place because they were referred late. And so this cuts that down. And then there's a series of alterations we've made to the program, because any of your listeners who have ever tried to contact the hospital because, you know, you need to change a date or you can't make it or something's going on, you'll know that the hospital's like a wall. And so, you know, we've got it so there's a single point of contact. You know, it's one person to talk to. We've organised it so that there's a tofuru or a social worker who makes early contact with you and is there on the day to make sure that everything runs smoothly and that you have no problems. You know, if you need it, there's petrol vouchers and there's accommodation, and, you know, that it's tailored to suit you, not to suit the hospital. We're aiming to make patient-centred care, not hospital-centred care, which we've been for far too long. And I think it's some of those just small things that make the biggest difference.
Well, I think it's wonderful that this is happening. Might we see it more around renal units across the country rather than just down your ways in the Bay there, Matt?
So I think we will see this. This has really been, I think, a genesis and a test of change. You know, sometimes you've got to do it just once to prove that it can be done, then you've got to do it twice to prove that it the first time wasn't a fact. You know, we've done 17 people here having gone through this, and so now we're starting to talk with a sort of national innovation and improvement unit, and they have shown interest, and we're in talks between, you know, Te Whatu Ora and Te Akawhai Ora about where the next steps are from here, and, you know, but it's too early in terms of those discussions to sort of necessarily say more other than to say there is interest and this might be the standard of care for Aotearoa in the future.
Tēnā koe. I don't know too many Māori haematologists, Matt. Are there many?
There are three of us. Yep, 1, 2, 3. So no, we're a small breed, and I mean it's you know, Māori in hospital care is is definitely a small number. I think there's only one or two renal physicians, Dr. Curtis Walker, who's out of Palmerston North, is one that the sort of only one that springs to mind. But yeah, there's definitely only small numbers of Māori within the hospital who are doing work like this. You know, where I'm a haematologist at mine, I'm a blood specialist, but fetching that tirohanga Māori across multiple kaupapa to sort of try and provide that equity and improvement lens for our people is a really important aspect of what I do.
Can you touch on donation here? Because seemingly we've been a bit behind the eight ball and maybe not responding in the way that Middle New Zealand does, i.e. With organ donation, etc. What are some of the dynamics, Māori, around that part of our health kaupapa, please, Matt?
So I think the majority of if we're talking more broadly in organ donation is the how we have the kōrero or not that we have, you know, and so a lot of, you know, with the revitalisation of te ao Māori, and especially with the confidence of bringing that into the Pākehā spaces like the hospital, what I think people don't realise is that there's a general nervousness around bringing up certain kaupapa when in the sort of unknown. And if we reference it directly back to kidney transplant, that's one of the key componentries that we're going to try and work on as our next step. You know, this is just a narrow focus across an entire aspect of health. And so it's about how to have the conversation, how to take that conversation back to your whānau if you're thinking, because kidney is one of the rare conditions where you can have a directed donation. You know, you have two kidneys, and so you can donate a kidney to a loved one. And even if you're not necessarily a match, it sets off a chain of events where there might be someone else in the background that's not a match. And, you know, you can have sort of you donating to someone else who donates to someone else who donates to your loved one. And so your loved one still gets a kidney, even if your kidney's not necessarily going directly to them. And it's about how we have that kōrero, and that we do have that kōrero that will keep us up to date. You know, we all have it on our driver's licenses of whether we're a donor or not, but that actually is not legally binding unless we have those open order with our whānau to say, you know, if something were to happen to me, I would be happy to donate my organs to someone else to help them live a better life.
Tēnā koe, which you can do individually, but your whānau still have veto over that, don't they, Matt?
They do, and I think there's always these sort of anecdotal stories of that we've seen of, but yeah, just everyone in your whānau who is there, you know, if a single one isn't on board and says no, then the whole thing stops. So it has to be really well known amongst your whānau that if this is something that you want to do, that's known that that's your wishes, because it's up to them to be okay with it. And a lot of the nervousness is usually around, what would they have wanted, and is this what they would have wanted, and those sorts of things. And so, the whānau do have veto because they're the ones who are there, and no one wants to create harm. It's about having a, as I said, an open and honest and early conversation that if this is something that, you know, that, you know, you if you have it on your driver's license, for instance, that is true and correct, and that is what you mean, and that you'd like whānau to respect your wishes and that you're okay with donating organs.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. All the best to you and the team in the Bay. Matthew is the haematologist at Tauranga Hospital and a GP, but he's also with Hauora Toi, the Bay of Plenty health focus for our people. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Matt.
My pleasure. Nei rā.
Tēnā koe e hoa. Hey, great to meet you, Matt. Thanks. Hope we can talk again soon. Your 6:03, it's a couple of minutes, in fact 4 minutes to 8.